This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan are here, along with Jay Kirshner, with an eye and an ear on your social media presence. Help yourself to all of that. Lots of things to talk about, pretty much as usual, talking about talk. I want to get to some of that later on in this hour. But right now, let's start with an overview of new COVID information. I see there's a new variant that is in South Africa that doesn't seem to respond to the vaccine that now has been prepared. So now it, here we go again.
And with the plasma something. Treatments, apparently it doesn't work. The plasma treatments don't work with it either. So I'm not sure, you know, obviously containing that strain is going to be really important, but I don't know. These new variants are popping up everywhere. It seems like this is just goes global pretty quickly.
So you know what I need to ask Dr. Ken and or Jack, how it is that these variants are created as quickly as they are. And not just for this, but looking back over the years.
Yeah, does the virus just mutate on its own?
Right.
I mean, I know viruses do that, but they're living, you know, things, living organisms. I get that. But it is odd how quickly these things are just popping up.
Yeah. They don't have, you know, when we think about living beings, we think about something has a mind and a body, kind of, but these things are nothing but a cell, or two or three, I guess. I don't know how many cells there are in this, but they seem to have whatever it is. They have an undefined mind, if that's what you want to call it, using another term. I don't know what the other term might be for being able to figure this stuff out, but it is really rather strange. And if you believe in God, or you believe in spirit, or universal intelligence, or whatever you want to call it, like I do, and I think most everybody here does, the question then comes up, why is this in existence? What does it do? Why do we have these things around? And it is one of those confusing things that there is really no answer to. There's none of this that makes, or seems to us the way we think. We don't think it makes any sense. Why are you doing this? Kind of. People say that to God when somebody is taken by a disease. You know, I know people who had very strong religious beliefs during their life, and a loved one dies because of some horrible disease, and then they don't believe in any higher power anymore. There's no God. And so what do you, I guess it's very confusing to try to figure all of this stuff out. It shows you how complex, really, the universe is, because it really is very complex. It's the pieces, the moving parts, the pieces of life, the things that live, the things that don't live, things that can survive. I mean, just think about it a little bit. When in the wintertime, if the ground isn't frozen and somebody plows your driveway, they dig up all the lawn. And it's like it makes a mess out of the lawn. But yet the first thing that happens in springtime is that stuff that you would think would never grow pops up out of the ground. It's so strong. Growing, the ability to grow and to be healthy is really part of Mother Nature, which is certainly part of universal life, universal intelligence. So it really is, and I don't necessarily mean to get down in the weeds here a little bit, but I do find it strange because it seems to be, for us, the way we think, there's no good purpose for any of this. So why does it exist? And then you can go deeper than that. Well, why is there distrust? Why do people hate each other? Why? And maybe then the conversation never ends. But I'll tell you something. This thing is nasty. It's been around for centuries. These things have mutated since COVID was the cause of what happened in the 1918-1919 so-called flu epidemic. It was a variant of this stuff. And if you go back to the plagues in, the 14th century, 15th century, that stuff was all created around these same sort of bugs, these same sort of the germs, if some people call them germs, you can call them whatever you want to call them. But they're around, and they're everywhere. And so you need to do your best to protect yourself from them. And, you know, we can only hope that we're going to have some kind of normalcy here fairly soon. I thought it was interesting that the Surgeon General, who seems to have been highly touted, his name is Jerome Adams.
Such a nice man. I've had the opportunity to talk to him many times, and he is so nice. He seems very sweet.
I wonder why he wasn't a holdover, because he's leaving, and there's somebody new.
They have holdovers.
He has stink on him.
Yeah, they do.
He does have stink on him? Why?
No, he has Trump stink on him. Nobody wants anybody with Trump stink.
Well, he didn't seem to be that Trumpish.
No, but anybody who cared work for the administration. Look at, Harvard wants to strip the degrees of people who worked for the Trump administration. So anybody who has his smell on him, I'm sure they're eager to get rid of.
Is staying. Why is Fauci staying?
I think it's a different strategy with COVID. It's obviously these two administrations could not be more different with handling the virus, and I think that probably is reflected in the Surgeon General choice.
Actually, you know what's funny is that the Biden plan that he's releasing is an exact replica of what Trump did with Operation Warp Speed. The same amount of vaccines are going to be released over the next 100 days that were released before the end of the year after the election. When did they get approved? Like the week after the election? 36 million vaccines have been released. The problem has been that only 18 million of them have actually been administered. And so I don't know. One of the things that I think Biden would be really smart to do, and maybe he will do this, is getting together the local state officials and trying to figure out best practices, because West Virginia has been able to do this perfectly. I mean, they've been able to execute this perfectly, yet you've got big states like New York and California that have had really big problems, and it's been a mess.
Massachusetts is awful.
That there are 36 million vaccines out there and only 18 million, with all the demand and the waiting list, people really want this. That, I think, is where they're could be like some more organization and maybe at least best practices, and hopefully that'll come, because I think it's been a mess.
Jennifer, tell me something. The basis of the health care plan that Trump had put forth, I've forgotten how it differed from what was in, do people compare it to Obamacare? I haven't heard much talk about Obamacare lately, but because Biden was sort of part of that, does the old health care idea go out the window and we go back to
plan was never put forward. That's why Obamacare still exists. It was never replaced.
Because they couldn't come to agreement?
Republicans in Congress, and this is actually a party failure, is that they were never able to come up with an alternative. What Trump's idea was to privatize everything and to give people more control in their hands. And I actually think that was a good idea, but you had so many members of Congress who were on the line with big pharma, big health, that they didn't want to ever adapt that because it wasn't good for the people that were feeding their campaigns. So I think Trump actually had a really good idea. Unfortunately, Congress, Republicans and Democrats, never pushed forward on that. I think Biden hasn't talked directly to what he's going to do with health care. In fact, I don't even think it's come up all that much on the campaign trail, but he has always been pretty consistent in saying that he wants to rebuild Obamacare. The problem is to rebuild Obamacare, you have to rebuild the individual mandate, which is unconstitutional. You cannot force people into a program like that. And so I think we're going to be in the same mess. Unfortunately, I don't know that anybody's gotten past what we do to avoid that. Without the individual mandate, Obamacare really doesn't work.
Okay, so here's my experience.
The individual mandate, though, how does it not work because of that?
Because it eventually loses funding because all of the – so right now, if you get Obamacare, for instance, through like a local exchange, you're still paying a pretty good amount of money. The idea from Obamacare was that the government would be able to subsidize those costs. But because not everybody goes into that program and people get it through their own employer or people choose not to have health care, they were forcing them into it to put more money into the program to provide more for subsidies. So in the way that it's existing now – it's not really how it was supposed to be, because everybody they thought would be part of it. And Obamacare really actually depends on young people getting this insurance so it can pay for aging Americans. And without that, many young people chose not to get Obamacare. That was why when
expensive.
It first launched.
I had it.
Right. Yeah. And that's the problem. Expensive. Until you get young people in, it stays expensive, and it's unconstitutional to force them into it.
All right. So here's a story about how it doesn't work. This was an eye-opener for me because I have been and am still a very healthy guy. I've been healthy all my life, but I had an incident that some people think was a TIA, so they put me on a couple of meds. I'm now finding out that both the statin and the blood thinner don't agree with me. It's been up and down and sideways. I talked to Ken Kronos last night, and he said, you really are having a tough time with this. He said, 80% of my patients are on this and I never hear a peep from them. I said, well, hello, here I am, your exception to the rule. Well, so the doctor at Mass General who is monitoring that little thing they put in my heart to see if I have palpitations has put me on Eliquis. And the other guy said, you know, you should go on Eliquis too. Okay, so I finally agreed to go on Eliquis, even though I don't like what I've heard about it, and I don't really want to be on a blood thinner. Anyway, I'd rather just take aspirin. Anyway, so I went to the drugstore. He called it into the drugstore, and I've been paying, you know, like $18 for the blood thinner. I have Part D this year for the first time, and it's like $38 a month or something. I don't know what it is, but and then they penalized me because I didn't join when I was 65. So anyway, I go to the drugstore to pick up the Eliquis yesterday, and the lady said, well, you don't have any insurance to cover this. I said, yeah, I do. I have Part B. Here's a Part D. Here's my card. She said, oh, no, this policy doesn't cover Eliquis. So I looked at her. I said, what do I have here? She said, I don't know, but if you want this, it's $1,773 for a one-month supply. I looked at her. I said,
that's
how
an
many
easy
people?
Decision.
Yeah. I looked at her and I said, what are you talking about? She said, that's what it costs if you don't have any drug, any
So wait, but you've been on Eliquis, though. So what was
no,
it?
No, I have not been on Eliquis. I've been on Plavix.
Oh, okay. So Plavix is cheap, but Eliquis is not.
Plavix is a generic, and it's $16 a month. Hmm. Eliquis is not generic. It's $1,773.
My dad's on Eliquis. I'll have to ask him how they pay for it.
Yeah,
I know,
but you have terrible insurance because you bank on the fact that you don't get sick.
Well, I didn't have a Part D at all. I have good Medicare insurance. The rest of it is fine. I don't have any trouble, and I have a good supplement plan that takes care of office visits and most of the other things, like X-rays, the things that, you know, testing.
Yeah, actually, with Medicare, you're right. My dad was just telling me what is he on? He's not on Eliquis. He's on, what's the other one?
Plavix.
Anyway, he has to pay. He only gets, no, he's not on Plavix. But his, for his heart arrhythmia, for his AFib, they only pay like 10 months, and then you have to pay month 11 and 12, which seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
yeah, well, so that speaks to what we were talking about more about the situation with a effed up system, frankly. 18 after the hour here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now 23 after the hour on the DJV program, social media time. Jay Kirshner shines in that department, so we've been asking people on our various social media about the inauguration. Any new comments there? What are people saying, Jay?
Yeah, who watched it? Art Del Pretty has watched every inauguration since 1953.
All right, you want me to tell you a story? His name is Arthur Del Pretty. And Mr. Del Pret, as I refer to him, he's listening down in Sarasota, is my former, he was the first person I met when I became a junior high school student at Framingham Junior High School. He was coming out of the door to my homeroom. He was the teacher, first day on the job there as well, when I was a seventh grader. And I walked through the door. I was trying to walk through the door to go into the room. He was coming out of it, and he knocked me on my butt, fell down the stairs. And that was my first day going into homeroom. And he and I have been friends ever since. He's a fabulous human being. He lived around the corner from us, as a matter of fact, when he moved up to my neighborhood, if you will, from the other side of town. But he listens carefully, and his wife, Lorraine, is a wonderful people. The family's a great family. So anyway, I'm nice. I knew if he heard you pronounce that and I didn't correct you, he'd say, why didn't he correct her? So it's Arthur Del Pret. All right.
Del Pret. Been watching every inauguration since 1953. That's impressive.
Yeah. Right. All right. So what else have you got? What are people, we've asked people to tell us where you are listening, i.e. where your town is, what city, state you're in. So where are you getting there?
Susan Sudell is joining from South Central New York. Gina Hulse, not far away, in Fulton County, New York. And Bud Phillips is tuning in from Vail, North Carolina.
Where's Fulton County? Is that up in the... How far north is that? Do you know, Victoria? Into the boonies? I'm trying to remember where Fulton County is.
It's up north. Is it northwest?
Is it? I don't know. Because we're in central New York on the stations in Cobblestone to get into Albany, but I don't think that's Fulton County. Ed, who runs the station, probably sent me a note. Okay, here's where Fulton County is. That's cool. All right, let's see. We celebrated Banana Bread Day, and I love it when people respond to certain things, right? It was National Banana Bread Day. And I think, did you say either of you, Victoria, you don't really like to cook, right? Jennifer, sometimes you
cook. I love to cook.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Okay. Did somebody tell me that they made banana bread?
I have not
I did
made
not,
banana
but a
bread
lot of
in a long time.
Did. Yeah. A lot of people, that was like the big quarantine thing that people were making when they were locked away.
But what
yeah, banana
me off
bread
about,
had a but, moment.
Really? Banana bread, yeah. though, they use those dirty old rotten bananas.
Oh, my God.
The black bananas, you know, the stuff that they basically throw away.
Well, you
away
want them to be a little bit mushy because that's better, you know, for baking and gives it that
moisture.
It's
got moisture. More sugar as they get older, yeah.
Really?
So that's why they like it, yeah.
So why'd you say, oh, my God, Victoria? They have old black, dirty bananas.
Well, because they're not black or dirty. That's just weird. They're not, I don't know.
The bananas I feed Daisy bananas, and I eat them myself. If you leave them around on the counter for a while, they turn black.
Yeah, the outside. I mean, and if you don't, but you don't want them to be rotten. You just want them to be, you know, darker on the outside, and you want them to be a little softer in the inside to bake.
Jay, are you a cooker?
I cook. I don't bake. Anything that's on top of the stove, I can do. Anything in the oven, nope.
It's a difference.
Not to save my life.
Why? What's the difference? Cook,
you have to
cook.
Be really precise with baking.
Yeah,
I kind of agree. I love to bake, but you have to be ready for it. Like, yeah.
I made a.
You can't just
I had a,
guess.
A prepared.
You'd be a terrible baker, but oh my
pizza
god,
pizza made out of what was cauliflower. The crust was cauliflower, and I ate it last night. Put a little extra tomato sauce and cheese, and it was really very good. That was great, in fact. All right, we're also asking you, Jay wants to know what you're doing for your health, i.e. things like discovering the product we talk about here in the Air Navage. You can fill in the blanks on that as well at DJV Show, Twitter and Instagram, and Facebook.com/DJV Show. 28 after the hour, here with all the ladies and Doug on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden on Wednesday signed 15 executive orders as he overturned key directives of President Trump.
The first order I'm going to be signing here is relates to COVID, and it's requiring, as I said all along, where I have authority, mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property, on interstate commerce, etc. And this is the first one I'm signing.
As millions of hurting Americans are wondering about stimulus money, no action was taken on day one. President Biden said Wednesday that former President Trump followed tradition and left him a very generous letter before departing the White House. Biden, speaking from the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, would not immediately reveal the contents of the letter out of respect for Trump. Biden told reporters, "The president wrote a very generous letter. Because it was private, I will not talk about it until I talk to him, but it was very generous." We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
President Joe Biden signed several executive orders Wednesday without any action on what Americans really need, stimulus checks. Critics are saying, how does this help the average American? USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Biden signed 17 executive orders during his first hours in office. Among those orders were a mask mandate on all federal property, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and an order to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. But California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock tells Newsmax TV that he can't see how any of the president's orders will help the American people.
I don't see how workers can be helped by flooding the labor market with another wave of illegal immigration. And it was only after Donald Trump put a stop to that we saw workers' salaries begin to grow again. In fact, they grew at the fastest pace in 40 years. And I don't see how families and workers are helped by canceling the Keystone Pipeline, killing 10,000 jobs, making energy more costly for everyone. I don't see how workers are helped by re-entering the Paris Accords that are a major job killer, a major driver of energy prices, and it puts our nation in a terrible global economic disadvantage. I don't see how we're made safer by reopening virtually unrestricted travel with hotbeds of terrorism around the world.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tiger King star Joe Exotic sat in a prison hoping for a last-minute pardon from President Trump Tuesday. He was so sure a pardon was on his way, his lawyer ordered a stretch limousine and waited and waited. Joseph Milando Passage was not pardoned. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour, it's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Hi. Jennifer Horn is here to say hi. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Victoria Keenan is here to say hi. Hi, Victoria.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Jay Kirshner is here to say hi. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hello. Okay. The hi sign. So some people in the news, kind of neat to see Bill Clinton and George Bush and Barack Obama with the inauguration and all that stuff taking place, and the three of them together. They actually took
one second for being catty. How bald has George W. Bush gone?
He's losing his hair.
Like, every time I see him, it stuns me. He looks so different now. It's crazy.
All right, wait a minute.
Actually,
hold on a second.
Bill Clinton looked a lot better than he has in a long time.
Yeah. Did you see the pictures of him sleeping?
No.
Well, he was asleep during the ceremony?
During the speech. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, who knows how far into slumber he was, but there were pictures circulating of him. And it was even a story, like, in, like, multiple media outlets. Bill Clinton falls asleep during... That's
right.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, the three of them, though, together, you know, when I talked about Garth Brooks and the embrace that he got from George Bush, I refrained. You always say that I'm so fascinated with hair. I refrained from that very thing. I was going to talk about George Bush's hairline, and then I decided I wouldn't do that because you would make...
different to me overall. The hairline, no. I think he's gained a few pounds. I mean, who hasn't? But, right. Like, he just... It's just a different look, and every time I see him, I'm like, oh, it's just funny.
Well, he and Clinton are the same age, I believe. I'm the same age. Those two. Obama is, what, about 60, about 10 years younger? Is he? How old is Obama?
I don't know.
His 50s, isn't he?
I thought so, yeah.
Is he? Of all the presidents in modern time, I thought Obama looked like he aged the most in the time he was in the office. Anybody agree with that?
He aged a lot. So did, I think so did Bush. After 9/11, there was an aging process. I mean, it's
Trump hasn't aged at all.
No. Yeah.
America
no.
aged, but Trump did not.
Interesting way of putting it. Anyway, so also people in the news here, Dave Barrett, who was a CBS anchor for a while, expressed certain wishes when he passed Victoria. What did he want and what did he get?
This is really interesting. So he was a longtime CBS News anchor. He died suddenly in 2018 at the age of 63. And he apparently everyone who knew him knew that he was fascinated with NASA and space. And it had been his dream to go into space. So this Friday at 9:24 a.m., weather permitting, the SpaceX Falcon rocket is going to take his ashes into space when it launches. So I think that's just kind of a really... cool thing. So the Falcon 9 rocket is going to, I think it's going to the space station, right? I don't know where that one's going to.
Yeah, from the space station. Yeah.
Apparently his family contacted, there's a thing called Celestis Space Burials, and they fly ashes of a lot of people, since the 90s they've been doing this, and they basically shoot the ashes up into space. And so this is sort of like his version of that. But to catch a ride on a Falcon X, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Dead or alive.
Yep.
All right, next up in the People Department, Tiger Woods, who's putting off the golf season because he's got a problem once again with his back. Man, this is a testament to not having your back operated on. Five times, same operation, and he's got disc problems from all of the herniated discs from swinging the golf club for as long as he has. So his spinal nerve column has been damaged. He's got basically a pinched nerve. That's what it amounts to. I have had the same issues with my back since I was 18. I wouldn't have an operation to save my soul. There's nobody that I know who's had those back operations that have come out of them well or hasn't had, like he's had, to have it five times. Either that or you go the... There's a very good friend of mine. He used to be a news anchor in Boston. And when I was having trouble with my back, she and I were visiting. She said, "You got to go see this doctor and have him do the same for you. It's a blessing for me."
So I
actually went to see the doctor, and I decided, nope. What'd you say?
Define visiting.
Visiting. What do you mean? I was visiting? No,
well,
she's not.
We're talking about this news anchor friend.
I was visiting with her because she's a friend.
Is that what you
stop
kids are
always
calling it now?
Thinking that. Anyway. So she had a rod put in her spine.
How do you know?
Because she told me. I didn't see it.
She got stuck in my refrigerator.
Okay, this story is going to go no place. Anyway, the bottom line with her was that she's now paralyzed and in a wheelchair because she had that operation. And the only reason Woods is not is because he keeps having the same operation over and over again to fix the problem. Wow. All right. See the pictures of Michael Douglas with his new grandson, seeing him for the first time because obviously of the virus. He said, "I saw my month-old son, grandson Ryder, in the Instagram photos. There's a burp, the burp cloth that was thrown over his shoulder." And then all of the people in Hollywood that are his friends. His son, Cameron Douglas, wasn't he the one that went to jail because he was a drug dealer?
Yeah, he barely spoke for years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he appears to have his life back in order.
Yeah, right. But I think, I said this earlier, some of the nicest pictures I've seen of celebrities are the two are Michael Douglas, who looks really old, speaking about people who are looking old, and
his wife.
He's my age, I think a little older, maybe 70.
Yeah, he looks easily 10 awful. Years older than you.
Yeah.
Easily.
And then his wife is much younger than he is. And anyway, they seem to be getting along fine, and that's cool. Now, the latest name that I've never heard of or seen before, here we go with the new administration and the new names, Ella Emhoff.
Mm-hmm.
The vice president's husband's daughter. Apparently, if you look at the pictures from the inauguration yesterday, she had on what was described as, quote, a bedazzling plaid coat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Made by Miu Miu.
That was trending. Yeah, that was trending.
Who's Miu Miu?
Miu Miu is the designer. Lesser expensive line of Prada. Muccia Prada is the matriarch of Prada. So Prada's the main line, and Miu Miu is the lower line. Expensive.
Is there a lot of social media talk about her and the outfit?
We got into that? Yeah. Her coat definitely showed up everywhere.
Really?
Also, because she was the only one not wearing a... I don't like it either. I think it's ugly. But it's the only coat that was not a solid. And everybody, because it was cold, everybody was just in solids. And I thought everyone looked really nice, actually. I thought Laura Bush's hair, I like it longer and blonder now. She had a beautiful coat on. I thought everybody looked really nice. But her coat stood out, but it's also kind of ugly. But that's also what Miu Miu looks like. Miu Miu is not like a pretty line of clothing.
Yeah, I thought Jill Biden had the best coat. Hers was
really nice.
But it was just the way it was fit. It was fitted A-line.
I tell you my complaint about it, though, and maybe you guys will understand this. I don't know why they wouldn't have a navy blue carpet, because they did this big, bright blue carpet, but then Jill Biden had a color on, and it just... I know it sounds weird, but every time I saw her, it was like it clashed. Now, it didn't for Kamala's, because Kamala had that darker shade of, like, bluey-purple on.
Yeah.
But...
Do you
for
get to
some
pick
reason,
the color of the carpet?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's right. Yeah, Trump would always do red. They did blue, but obviously they were trying to do, like, poppy.
I'm glad I started this conversation.
I don't know. I just feel like if it had been dark, it would have, like, let everybody's fashion kind of shine. To me, it just felt like it was clashing with everything, particularly Jill's outfit, because they were both almost the same color, but not enough to blend
but
in.
A little
it
off.
Was like,
you mean they didn't compare notes before they went up there? Good God.
Well, no, but I mean the committee is appointed. I mean, Joe Biden appoints like inaugural committee, basically, right? And so they pick what the look and the feel of the ceremony is.
You think he
like.
Really did it, or he had somebody else do it?
I think he appointed an inaugural committee, sure.
He did.
Maybe
it on
that
his
blue.
Own?
Really? Didn't that blue. The blue, because now I'm looking at pictures of it, the blue kind of matches Biden's tie. He always wears that same kind of color blue
soft.
For ties. Maybe that's
and
what
I
he
agree
did it.
With like with Jay. I loved the coat that she was wearing. It just took on different looks in a different light. Like in some light, it looked teal, and in other lights, it looked kind of like a powdery blue.
Yeah.
But it was so it was weird. I don't know. Okay. It was strange.
Well, the other thing is
Michelle Obama's outfit. I thought was the best. I thought that.
Oh,
was
she was stunning.
She's always
that,
on point.
But Jill Biden, though, because there was no gown, you know, there was no inaugural gown that's going to live in the Smithsonian, so her coat had all the hand-sewn Swarovski crystals on them, and they did that because it's going to have to hang next to Melania's gown. Swarovski is a brand of crystal. But they did that so that, you know, it didn't look like she
crystal
was in, like
chandeliers,
a house coat.
You mean? Or crystal-like glass? Or,
crystals, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but they did that so that it in the museum, it wouldn't look like, you know, she was at lunch and all the other women have gowns. So it made sense. But it did look nice in the light. When the light kind of caught it, I thought it was very pretty.
And a comparative to the Tiger Woods story, it seems that the quarterback for the Saints, a guy named Drew Brees,
I love how Doug does sports stories. This guy that no one's ever heard of named Drew Brees.
Well, the reason that people are talking about him, hello, have some fun after I get done with the story, please, had been seriously suffering all season. He had 11 broken ribs and a collapsed lung, and he's been playing with a torn rotator cuff all season. So he's had a number of injuries, but he's still gone out there and played. So the reason I bring him up is good for him if he stuck with it with all of the stuff that was wrong with his body. Who knows what the toll will be as he moves along a little bit, but with all those ribs, how often do quarterbacks get their ribs broken. They get hit pretty hard, right? So is it likely that
they can. They can get broken ribs? If you have a good defense, they defend you, but...
Yeah. All right. Laughing about my sports reporting.
Well, I mean, it's hilarious. Like, he's one of the most famous quarterbacks. He's now ending his run. He had a very long career. He's going to be a broadcaster. It's just funny that you're like Drew Brees? Like, you've never heard of him. I don't think you actually have ever heard of him.
Kobe Bryant.
Right, exactly.
I resent that implication. I can look at somebody's name and learn how to pronounce it. I don't have to know who they are in order to pronounce the name. And I don't know who. I never heard of Drew Brees before in my life.
Nothing about your pronunciation, by the way. This is just about the fact that
he's missing the point.
Your man card has been revoked because you don't know about Drew Brees.
Because I don't give a crap about the. Okay, good. All right, my man card. I'm very secure in my man card, Linus. Thanks very much. The DJB download begins with the news that Mets management is ejecting the general manager for naughty behavior. You can hear that conversation. Also, we talked about, look at all the sports stuff here. You ladies think I don't know anything about sports? Don Sutton passed away. He's a great baseball Hall of Famer. We also talked about the first Super Bowl female ref on the DJB. So look at all this sports stuff. It's a perfect place for sports fans, for heaven's sakes. And also in the DJB podcast, Warren Eckstein advising you to keep your eye on your dog's poop. All of that in the podcast with some other info as well. That's the latest DJV download at DougStefan.com/DJV show or on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
All right, the snow and cold moving east. If you don't have a snowblower yet, I would suggest you go to the Works, theworks.com, W-O-R-X. Check out the 40-volt, 20-inch snowblower powered by electricity. No cords, nothing, no gas, no oil. This is a fabulous way with this snowblower to get your yard cleaned up, your driveway, all the paths. No problem if it's a nighttime blizzard. LED lights on it as well. Check it out at works.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Here, good day. Health. The questions that come in every week for Dr. Ken. The first one has to do with Johnson & Johnson with their COVID vaccine. They're expecting results when, Ken, and will this be as good as Pfizer and Moderna or better?
Well, I heard an interview with the head of the FDA just this week, and, you know, they're not allowed to reveal information like that. So we're hoping to have that information in the next month or so, but we just don't know. These are going to be vaccines developed through more traditional technology, and we just don't know if they'll be as effective. I'm going to predict they're not going to be anywhere near this whopping 95% effective, but they're going to be one shot and probably easier to manufacture, so we'll have a huge amount of availability. And even if it's 70% effective, that would be fine as long as 70 to 80% of us get it, because the virus needs a human host. And once it loses a certain amount of host and it can't easily find a human host, it will go away.
All right, so there's good news. Now, the next thing doesn't have to do, thank heavens, with COVID. It has to do with somebody who listens carefully to what you say. I've heard you say that you train a lot, you work out a lot, you go to the gym a number of times during the week. And I was curious as to how old you are. Have you seen muscle loss? Or do you think because you're working out, and I guess this is a question that this person is asking about himself, if you exercise more, it does it mean, even though I'm older, that I'm not going to lose my muscle?
Well, we all lose muscle as we get older, and it increases. But it definitely, if you're doing strength training 3 times a week the proper way, you're going to dramatically slow that process down, and you might reverse it and increase muscle. I started a strength training program late in midlife, and I think I'm gaining muscle. So it all depends on how actively you are involved in your strength program, if you're doing it the right way. And it's very important to get, diet is so important, getting the appropriate amount of protein. You may want to talk to your physician or a dietitian, and make sure that if you want to not lose protein in mid to late life, you have to get the right amount of daily protein for you. You have to get it at the right times of day and the right amount with each meal, and then do your strength training program. So it takes the right diet with the right strength training program, and you can really maintain and increase the muscle, as I have increased muscle in midlife.
What are your sources of protein?
What are my sources of protein? Boy, do we have another show? My sources of protein?
Time's almost up, but go ahead.
I have numerous sources of protein. Fish, chicken, yogurt, skim milk, just to name a few.
All right. Next question has to do with coffee. I've heard it reduces my risk for prostate cancer. Is that true?
It absolutely is true. This is really great information, because coffee has been linked to preventing other cancers. But in British Medical Journal Open this week, we learned that drinking several cups of coffee daily appears to lower the risk for developing prostate cancer. Past research, as I was suggesting, has linked coffee consumption to a reduced risk for liver, bowel, and breast cancers. And this is just great news.
So why does coffee then, what are the properties of coffee that reduces it? Do you drink it? Do you have an enema? What do you do?
No, this is normal drinking. And this study wasn't powered to figure out the mechanism, but possible explanations, Doug. Coffee improves sugar or glucose metabolism. It has anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects. It affects sex hormone levels, all of which may influence the development and progression of prostate cancer.
All right. But it's, I mean, I wasn't being facetious. Prostate is in the bum, and you do an enema in a bum, so I was thinking of proximity as much as anything else.
This was just from normal consumption.
Drinking it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. Questions for Dr. Ken every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.